And we head out now to the newsmaker line for a sports reporter with the Indianapolis Star. He covers the Colts as part of his beat. Philip Wilson joins us here on America's Radio News. How are you, Philip? Busy day.
Yeah, kind of busy and kind of memorable. How are you all doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Now, how long have you covered this team, sir?
Well, I've covered them off and on since before Peyton Manning arrived in 98. Full-time since 2001. But I helped on some games back when even Jeff George was playing. So I kind of been around the franchise for a while, and since 2001, hot and heavy. And you know, when you see Peyton Manning as a rookie, and you see what he evolved into over the course of a career, it's pretty incredible. And boy, it makes you feel old to think that guy walked out of here today and jumped on a plane and left. And you know, wow. I mean, where did the time go?
What kind of fans does Peyton Manning have, and do the Colts have?
Well, I think in the beginning, I don't know that this populace even knew how to tailgate, to be honest with you.
Do they now?
No. Well, that's the thing. I mean, the metamorphosis that took place with this whole city, and it was always a basketball town. Everybody knew that before.
Yeah.
And what we saw in the time that Manning was doing his thing, this became a football town. Mm. And the Blue Crew lots were full, and people figured out how to make pretty tasty food tidbits in the old tailgate lot. They became an all-day event, and they really became good at it, whereas you'd see already established for years in Cleveland and Pittsburgh and New England and the Giants. I've been to some of those tailgate lots. So Peyton Manning made this that much more important and that much more special. And, of course, he won his share of football games.
He did indeed. Now, Philip, did the Indianapolis fans not go true, become fair weather fans with only two wins last year? They stuck with the team despite that kind of record, knowing that Peyton was out with the neck surgery and recovery?
Well, you're going to have some people that are going to, you know, exit stage left, of course, but sure. I was still impressed by Lucas Oil Stadium having pretty decent crowds for a team that wasn't very good, obviously, for most of the weeks. They were competitive. They ran a lot of games that they lost in the fourth quarter. But, we have a reputation, and I'm not a native Hoosier, so I can say this. The city has a reputation for being fair weather, and I think we got away from that a little bit, but it's easy to get away from when you're winning 10 games a year from 2002 to 2010.
Yeah.
The real test will be when this rebuild goes on the next year, two, maybe three, you know, trying to get back to respectability, how faithful and loyal will they be? Will that season ticket holder list still exist mm-hmm. when people are waiting in line to spend money to get tickets?
Well, we're hearing that Manning is getting, will have some suitors anyway, lining up to talk to him, and there's speculation it could even be Washington, where we are, the Washington Redskins. I mean, what do you think about all this speculation?
Do you want me to give you my honest take on Washington?
Yes,
or
please.
We could use some help with the Redskins.
I can fib. Well, I know, but I don't think Peyton wants to face his brother twice a year.
Yeah, you know, that is a big deal.
I really don't. But you know, I know from experience, and we all know from watching how the Redskins operate, that, you know, money's not an issue. Money's no object. If Mr. Snyder wants him, I'm sure he'll make a very interesting offer to him. And Shanahan knows good quarterbacks, great quarterbacks from Elway. So I'm sure Washington's in the mix. I am. Right now, I know Manning's already in Miami. He went back down to Miami where he's been throwing and working out. The Dolphins are supposed to be hot on the trail as well. I had a national writer tell me today that the Dolphins owner will throw a ton of cash at Peyton. They'll try and do it quick. So you've got several suitors. I think of the Dolphins, the Redskins. I think of the New York Jets, even maybe Denver. Somebody even mentioned Houston today with Matt Schaub, 1 year left in his contract. Houston's got a lot of tools there, and I wonder if Peyton would go back to the AFC South. Oh, man, we had to see him twice here on the other side. That could be painful.
Exactly, and very quickly, in the draft for Indianapolis, Andrew Luck, is that the target?
No question. Andrew Luck is I'm as sold on that being the pick as anything. I'm as sure of it as I was that Manning was going to be released maybe about a month ago. So, yeah, the Colts see a rare talent in this kid who can be compared an awful lot to Peyton Manning.
Exactly. A sports reporter who covers the Indianapolis Colts for the Indianapolis Star, Philip Wilson. I thank you for the time on a very busy day, I'm sure.
Hey, my pleasure. Cheers to both of you.